The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell. It's Chad Upton, along with Frank Bird, of course, directing in our studio this morning. Black Bears tough loss again last night. High Brighton 28-18 was that final score. We had a lead in the second half in the third quarter, and had some tough breaks and some penalties and some things that kind of worked into things. And of course, High Brighton was a very, very talented football team that had a lot of athletes, and running that triple option really creates problems for anybody that they'll play. And of course, they ended up winning that game last night by a 10-point margin. And we'll move on and have a home game apparently against Forest View. Forest View also a winner, upsetting Freedom last night. So that 3A bracket will continue at High Brighton next week. Coach, I thought that saw a lot of really good things last night, and it's tough anytime that, you know, you're at this point in the year and we, you know, have to leave it behind at this point, and it's tough to think about for those seniors, but boy, you had a terrific season, and I thought you had a really good game last night, and in a lot of ways it's got to make you feel good about what's going on right now and in terms of the future as well.
Well, you know, I told the seniors, especially after we met, after the game was over, then I just asked them, I said, was it worth it, you know? Was it worth all the work that you guys put into it, you know, since January? And, you know, every one of them, you know, looked at it and was upset, and coach, every bit of it was worth it, you know. And I felt like that was, you know, that was important for me, to see them and to go through that with them. You know, proud of those seniors to take me in coming in January and to adopt, you know, kind of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do things. And, to come out and have the season that we had, and, you know, breaking school records and, you know, having some really good wins, had a really good season. Just felt like these guys have certainly set the bar high for the other classes coming through. And, you know, I think the biggest thing, and I was talking to Chuck last night after the ball game, and I said, Chuck, I said, tell me what, you know, as a fan and you're sitting back looking at it, what have you seen? And, you know, he thought that the defense, he said, you know, the flying around, the getting back to the physical part of how Pisgah used to play, you know, he thought that was one of the biggest differences that he saw. And I think, you know, we talked about our defense all year long, and I think that is a true statement, you know, as a coach that I was last year on the opposing sideline and, you know, playing against Pisgah, that was one thing that seemed to be lacking a little bit, you know, the physicalness part of it. And I just thought our kids did a really good job of bringing that back. I certainly hope our people here were proud of what we put on the field, the product that we put out there, because I felt like it was a good product, and the kids played hard even last night. You know, even, you know, when we got down, they continued to play hard. And, you know, certainly proud of those seniors again for, you know, putting that time in and trusting in me to come in and make some changes, and, you know, not a wholesale change, but just a few changes here and there, and just felt like they did a good job overall.
I don't think there's any doubt about it that that people are excited right now and will remain excited even in the face of losing a ball game. And look, I mean, you know, the reality is for all of us that, you know, there's only, what, 8 teams in the state of North Carolina that are going to finish the season with a win. So, I mean, it is what it is. That doesn't mean that there are only 8 teams that had good seasons and 8 teams didn't get better. But, yeah, I guess that's one of those things. But, you know, you mentioned this at the onset. You asked those kids and those seniors if this was worth it. I'm curious as to what kind of response that you got from when you asked that question.
You know, all of them looked at me and coached it. Every bit of it was worth it. You know, from starting back in January, like I mentioned earlier, in the weight room and doing those things, to how busy we were in the summer with the camps, to getting involved with the youth and having, you know, the youth camp, to reading to the kids, you know, on Friday, to going to the elementary schools, to going to camp, you know, that we went to in Andrews. You know, we've spent an enormous amount of time together, and they put a lot of work into it. And, it's easy for somebody to come in and just watch a game on Friday night and not understand all the hours that's been put into it, not only by the players, but the coaches as well. Mm-hmm. So it was, it's hard when you get to that point in the season and, you know, you got to turn loose of those seniors and you're going to have to send them on their way. And, you know, unfortunately we had to do that last night. But, again, just real pleased about where we're at. Think that we're headed in the right direction. That, like I said, the seniors and this group set the bar high. And we've got some work to do, you know, before we get around to next season. But, you know, JV's had a good year at 8-2. Just feel like we're where we need to be at. Obviously, we'd like to be playing on Thanksgiving. You know, that was a goal of ours, but didn't get there. You know, and at the end of the day, the better team won last night, and that's part of it.
You mentioned those seniors, and you've got some of those seniors that certainly will be missed, but their names will be associated with this program for the rest of their life, and some that had just terrific years. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback who's was in his first full year as a starting quarterback, threw for over 3,000 yards. You had at least one receiver and perhaps two. I haven't looked
at
the stats.
We had two receivers
that are both seniors that had over 1,000 yards catching the football. Then you go and you think about players like Vadre and some of those other kids that are out on defense. I mean, golly, what a group that you had that have, again, set their names in that history book, a very proud history book that we maintain here at Pisgah.
Well, I think there will be, and you mentioned earlier, there will be a group that will be talked about. You know, I said you guys will be old men sitting in the stands and be able to tell those stories.
There's no doubt about it.
Your kids and the people around you, I hope you're not hollering at the coach, though, if I'm still here, they can refrain from doing that.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, you had school records broken. You know, you had Western North Carolina record broken. And McKinley will tell you that I think the stats that he had, you know, is a result of everything we had around him. Two receivers over 1,000 yards. Jesse Martinez, which I thought had a great game.
As a sophomore.
You know, as a sophomore, had 536 yards on receptions. Trevor Johnson had 430 yards on receptions. Jesse Anderson went 1,010. That was his total. And Hunter Wyke went 1,054. So, and last night, you know, you look at it, each of those receivers, Jesse Martinez had four catches for 101 yards. Trevor had four for 50. Jesse Anderson had four for 78. Hunter Wyke had three for 102. I mean, that's pretty balanced as far as you spreading the ball around and getting it to them. And those guys just did a great job. And then you have to talk about the line up front and protecting them. And, you know, and like I said, McKinley would be the first one to tell you. I know you've seen his quotes in the paper as well. I don't ever have to worry about him getting out of hand on anything he says.
Sure.
Because he keeps everything in perspective. And, you know, he understands what goes into it too. But, you know, just I can't say enough about, you know, how proud I am of the seniors and where we've come from now. The juniors that were with us contributed tremendously. And glad that we're having some of these guys coming back. But, you know, days like today and after losses, you want to make sure you talk about your seniors because it's the last time.
Absolutely. You've been several of those kids in my mind. You know, I think about Vadre. I think Hunter. I think Jesse Anderson. Certainly McKinley. Dustin Messer, maybe if we can get him healthier, all kids that I believe can play at the next level. Do you hear anything right now, and what are their prospects moving forward?
You know, it's a little bit of a dead period right now. Once the seasons get over with, the college seasons, that's when the recruiting process picks back up. It's been kind of dead for the month of November, but usually by the 1st of December, you'll have them roll back through. You know, they'll come through, and they'll look at some film, and they'll look at GPAs and SATs and
right.
all those things. And, you know, I think we've got some young men that will pique some interest of some colleges. Not only because of the athletic side of it, but because of the academic
yeah.
side of it. Probably one of the smarter groups of seniors as far as classroom goes that I've been associated with. Some really good GPAs. And you got one that's first in the class, one that's third in the class, one that's 10th in the class. I mean, you got some high GPAs on the team. And, you know, that's a tribute to parents and making sure their kids are brought up the right way and taking care of the homework at home. And, you know, you can tell those kids.
It's a priority.
It's a priority. You're exactly right. It's a priority. And, you know, that's good to see as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a five-pack of easy-pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, you want to? I certainly want to continue to talk about these seniors. One of the things that occurred to me, and I remember this as a player when I was in school and taking off the uniform for the last time, knowing that you may not ever wear a uniform again, in whatever the respective sport as a senior. Do you have a special conversation with those kids? I mean, how do you? And maybe it didn't happen last night. Maybe it's something that you talk about on Monday or in January with one of these kids that. You know, they're having that kind of withdrawal. I remember that myself and being disassociated with it. That's the tough emotional thing for those seniors.
It is. You know, and as a coach, you go through it every year, and you see groups come and go. And, you know, again, this was a special one for us, but I made sure and told the kids last night how proud we were of them, the hard work that they'd put in, you know, the great season that they'd had, the accomplishments that they'd made, made sure to tell them that, you know, they needed to see all their coaches as they go off, you know, and I wanted to see them too. And, you know, you like seeing the parents be able to come out and be with those kids and, you know, console some of them because it is a big deal. You know, it's an emotional time when the realization finally hits that it's over. You know, it's this last time I'm going to play in this stadium. It's the last time I'm going to walk across that bridge. And I thought the reception that we got the last 2 weeks with coming across the bridge and having the people there, the families there, they knew, you know, there's a lot of senior parents were standing there because they knew, you know, this might be one of the last times they do this. So, you know, that was neat to see. I was walking down with Coach Peck, who was with me at East, and, you know, we were talking about it as we were coming down through there and we were kind of laughing. I was like, I don't believe we had something near as nice as what this is, you know, as far as that part of the, you know, pregame and how much it means to people. And, so that was neat to see last night.
When we talk about last night's game, I want to go back again. I typically ask you this. We go back. When you went back last weekend and started looking at High Brighton stuff, what did you see? And then what kind of decisions did you make in terms of the way you focused and practiced this week in preparing for them?
You know, the biggest thing that we saw was how big they were.
Yeah.
You know, we were very concerned about the weight difference. You know, they were averaging about 280, 282 up front, and we're about 240. You know, this comes back to the same thing that I was concerned with, you know, back before we started the season. You know, I had a talk down at the Lions Club, and those guys were asking me, Coach, what's some of the things you're concerned with? And the size was a concern for me, our size, you know, weight-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't feel like we were very heavy. I thought we got better and was able to put some weight on. But other than the Hazel game this year, I don't think that we were as big as anybody other than the Hazel game. Even the Brevard game 2 weeks ago, I mean, they were bigger than us up front. I thought last night that finally got to us about the fourth quarter, middle of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
We'd lost some momentum, and they had started wearing on us. You know, when their linemen went off the field, they only had one that went both ways.
Yeah.
You know, all of our kids went
right.
both ways.
Right.
And I think that finally caught up with us last night, that heaviness, you know, them leaning on us, and, you know, that'll wear on you. But that was a concern. Obviously, the quarterback was, you know, 1,000-yard rusher. We were concerned about him. I thought one of the things that really I was kind of taken back was the long run by the fullback. You know, we'd gotten up by 4 points and pinned them down
there
inside the 20 on the kickoff.
It was a 25-yard run, if I remember. I think that was from the 25.
Yes, it was. And the thing that it kind of astonished me is when he got in the open field, he pulled away.
Yeah.
And we've got what I feel are some good kids. Now, we're not going to go out and win the state championship in 100 meters, but I feel like we got, you know, pretty fast kids, and that kid, you know, walked away from us. And that kind of took me back, you know, just for a second. But, I thought overall, you know, the kids, you know, put forth that effort. I know I gathered our kids together after they scored that second touchdown. And
yeah,
I wanted to make sure they knew we were not about to quit. That these coaches weren't quitting and they weren't quitting, and that was not how it was going to happen. And they didn't. You know, we got back and got a couple defensive stops and got the ball back. We just never could put any points on the board.
First half, I felt like that we were certainly the better football team. The only thing that I remember as I look at my notes from last night is that in the first half, High Brighton only had two plays that I recall that made any yards at all. One of them was a score. But like I said, two plays offensively. Golly, I thought defense looked really, really good for the most part there in that first half. And I thought we did some really, really exciting things in terms of the way we moved the football on offense. And I know that later in the second quarter, there were a couple of missed opportunities to perhaps take a lead right there and going into the locker room. But that is what it is. And you got to go back and refocus and everything and get ready for the second half. But that first half, I thought last night, I thought we were very much dominating that game.
I thought they were kind of taken back that we were playing as physical as we were with them. You know, could have been up at halftime and we weren't. You know, it was 7-7. Got down there, you know, inside the 5-yard line. Ended up going for it on a 4th and goal. You know, still look back on it. We got in a formation, and they were so concerned with Jesse Anderson that they had double covered him.
I saw that.
They'd moved that outside backer over top of him. You know, the play that we had called put three of our players on two of theirs. You know, it's kind of like a point guard, and you got a 3-on-2 break. And unfortunately for us, their two beat our three.
Yeah.
You know, for the fourth down right there at the goal line. And still wouldn't change it. You know, we had the numbers. We looked at it. It felt good about it. And just didn't get the play, you know, done. But still didn't kill us. You know, we're 7-7. Came back out in the second half. And, you know, thought we played well there. You know, you look at the turnovers. High Brighton was turnover prone a little bit. We felt like we could create some things.
Right. And we made one. We did create one.
They had four fumbles last night. The only thing was we didn't recover any of them. You know, they had four. We didn't recover any. You know, we had the one fumble and the one interception. So they won the turnover battle. And unfortunately, those were on our sides of the field as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were able to get points off of them.
And you mentioned that there were two or three plays out. We had a bad punt, and then of course we had a fumble back there, which allowed them to work on a short field.
Absolutely.
So that created those things.
Absolutely, and those are the things that you look at on the stat sheet as you come back. You know, I'm sitting here looking at it right now. They had 11 first downs. You know, we had 16. So I thought we did a good job there. Obviously, they won the turnover battle, which was huge. I thought the special teams were pretty even, other than I thought the one punt hurt us.
Right.
You know, as far as field position, gave them the shorter side of the field, so I'd give them the nod on that. Defensively, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it. We gave up 295 yards of offense, but offensively, we had 372 yards of offense. So felt like we did good on that comparison.
Oh, yeah.
I just felt like they worked on a shorter field for about two possessions.
Right.
And 10 points was the difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you hold anybody, especially a team that's 10-1 under 300 yards of offense, coach, you got to feel good about that.
We did. We knew they weren't going to probably pass a lot. We were actually hoping they had to, you know, they were having to play catch up. But, you know, to hold them to, you know, that amount of rushing and really, one long run, you know, really the one long run, the 70-yard touchdown by the fullback, other than that, I thought we kept them in check. They had a little wing counter that got us on the first touchdown.
Exactly.
But, you know, I thought we regrouped and, you know, did a good job there. But, you know, a good job by their coaching staff as well. Ricky had come up with a good game plan. They found a little bit of a weakness in there that we didn't see on the long touchdown run by the fullback. Once, you know, our lineman got back to us and told us how they blocked it. It's called an influence block. You know, they were pulling two guards, and, you know, we're teaching our kids to get in the hip pockets and go. And They ran a trap off of it.
Yeah.
You know, got one of our linemen out of position.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we realized it, Ricky and Jody fixed it. Didn't have a problem with it again, but, you know, that was a good play call by them. Adjustment they made.
That offense carries a bit of, misdirection, and that's one of the things that it does to be effective. But, you know, as far as going out there, and we knew this, talked about this, for us to be successful defensively last night, we had to be where we were supposed to be, and we had to trust that instead of getting out of the position, getting out of those holes, because you might see the football even in a time that you don't expect to come in your way. So I thought we did a good job there playing discipline as well.
Well, I thought we did. You know, it's always fun, and it has been this whole season, to watch this defense play, especially when they're gang tackling and, you know, getting 5 and 6 to the ball. And I thought, especially early in the game, we did a really good job of that. Went back and watched the film last night, and on Hunter Wyke's long touchdown run, which was a phenomenal run, as Hunter crossed the goal line, and that was about a 70-75 yard touchdown reception as well. We had 10 of our players were across the 20-yard line going in the goal line. So you had predominantly your whole team behind him blocking, making sure he got in. And I was impressed with that. I really was, because we had big linemen down the field running as fast as they could to, you know, get in there. And that's a big deal. You know, seeing your team play that hard makes you feel good as a coach.
And that touchdown was an answer touchdown, because they had just taken a lead.
It was, you know, it was an answer touchdown, and, you know, like I said, Hunter made a phenomenal run after the catch, but I went back and looked at it, and probably on 4 or 5 different occasions as he took down the field, we had guys that came back on blocks, the wide receivers, the linemen, Lucas Hall came from the backfield, just made a great block as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always good to see your kids play that hard and at that level.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, offense last night, did a lot of great things. Boy, I tell you what, there was a play in the first half. Jesse Anderson made what I thought was maybe the best catch that I had ever seen in my life, that was just dropping it in the basket on those fingertips. And I didn't see the ball come out. I didn't see it hit the turf. I guess I was kind of shielded from it from my perspective. But anyway, that one play, and of course you mentioned Hunter's play. Again, the offense did a terrific job. And all season long, you know, losing Dustin Messer made a big impact on the way that we were going to approach things, I think, in terms of offense. But did a really good job last night moving it through the air, certainly. And again, when you needed to try to get some runs, if nothing else, to break up some things, create a little bit of energy, you were able to do that too with the two backs that you ran out there. Again, Badre is very elusive. Lucas Hall did a good job as well. Of course, Dylan Hanna has run the ball well, certainly at times this year too. But, you know, the offense, again, for the most part, had a really good night again.
I think so, you know, and I thought, we mentioned his name earlier, Jesse Martinez was huge, especially in the first two series. Had the 4 catches, led us with 101 yards. We put some things in this week that we hadn't shown all year that we felt like that could help him get the ball a little bit more. And, you don't look out there and see a sophomore, when he's lined up. And, glad to be able to have him back for 2 more years. But thought he had a really good game last night. And Trevor got some huge first downs for us and some short throws. The rushing yardage, wasn't there. I think, in situations where you get down at the goal line and you get inside the 5, I think those are moments before we missed Dustin, you know, and Dwayne and I have talked a little bit about it. And, you know, he's a kid that gave us that extra punch down there when we needed it, you know, especially when we could put Dylan back at fullback and had a little bit heavier load. And, but that's part of it. You know, you deal with those injuries. You have to move on from it. But, you know, you could see situations like that, and I can look back at probably three ball games this year that it would have been great to have had him down there. But on the flip side, would we be doing some of the things that we've been doing and having
you might not have had two 1,000-yard receivers and a 3,000-yard quarterback.
You never know.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of easy pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
This morning, the Brett Chappell Show final segment. It's hard to get to this time of year when you just try to take measure of everything and finish it up. Your routines change, and you know, you get. I guess you probably go through a period as a coach, as a player, fan, anybody else, where you know you're looking at your watch on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Friday night, and thinking you're supposed to be somewhere. That's something that's tough on everybody. I'm sure even for you, it's difficult to move into this portion of the year. Certainly you get your wife and your children back for a little while that you haven't seen in several months since probably June, but it's tough being away from it, isn't it?
Well, you're talking about going from January through November. You're talking about 11 months out of the year, and it takes me about 2 weeks, you know, I feel lost for 2 weeks, you know, not having that. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we'll go through and get everything cleaned up and inventoried and ordered up for next year, but you just kind of feel lost because you're just so used to that. And you know, the boys go through that too. They'll be dealing with it, but you know, again, that's part of the deal with coaching. You know that's, you move on and you go to the next phase of it. You know, talked a lot about the seniors this morning. Really excited about the kids we've got coming back. I know you hear a lot of coaches say, well, we're going to get back to work on Monday. You know, I'm not that guy. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to catch our breath. And when we do start back up, I want the kids to be excited and ready to go and to make another long run.
When you go and start thinking about preparing for this year, last year you came in, you know, after you were hired there in January, this year will be your first year where, and I said this last night to Chuck, I said this will be the first year that that Brett is able to be there from the sort of the very beginning. And I know that you're going to take a break and try to get rested up, but there'll be some things that need to be accomplished before the new year. And of course, when January gets here, I'm sure that it's wide open again.
It is, you know, and it was, and I was telling you guys a little bit earlier, it was good to see some of the kids that are not playing football that we are certainly trying to get out. It was good to see those young men come on the field last night after the game and come out and see me. These are kids that I feel like can help us next season. So, like I said, I still think there's a few kids out there that I'd like to see playing for us to get into the program. I've got some really good sophomores that are coming up as well. Yeah. So we got some work to do, but we've got a pretty good nucleus, and excited about that. I hope this community has been pleased with the product, like I said, we put on the field, and I hope they're pleased with where we've come from and where we're at, and where we're headed. I'm excited about it. I anticipate having another busy summer and getting back involved with the youth programs again and having the camps and, seeing the little kids, because that's where it starts at for us. And our programs here are so strong, and the youth programs and those coaches and what they do up into the middle school and, until they get to us, that's an advantage that we have over everybody else. And I think you see the toughness of our kids because of what they do at those levels.
If I had asked you in August to write down goals and or at least what you felt like would be accomplished, would it match up with what actually did get accomplished this year?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we mentioned earlier I'd like to be playing on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but my goals were probably a little bit different than everybody else's. I just wanted to see what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a good feel for us coming through the summer and going through camps and 2-a-days and especially the scrimmages and felt good about it, but was still unsure of how we would be once we got on the field. But I felt like, as I look back on it now, and of course the next couple of weeks I'll reflect back on it as well, just think we did a good job as a coaching staff, and as players, and certainly as coaches. And Ricky and I sat down and talked a little bit last night, and he said, "Coach, let's go back and let's look at some things that maybe we can change, going into next season that might help us out." And, we'll do that as well. We'll go through that scenario and look at personnel and practice schedules and all those things. But, like I said, I was very pleased with the season and how it went. I was probably more happy than anything on how hard our kids played. That was something as a coach that, let you know your kids are playing hard for you and the coaches and the community. And I think that was another tale that we saw last night.
There's a lot of things that we'll think about going forward. We certainly have a whole lot to look forward to. A couple things I'd like to mention. First of all, I want to thank, Dr. Klein, Zekana, my dad, Dwayne Messer, who are just here just about every Saturday morning here with us and supporting us, and that means a lot to me personally. Coach, I've had a great time working on this project here with you this year, and I certainly am very appreciative of the way you treat me, and I certainly enjoy these conversations that we have on Saturday mornings. It's my honor to be able to do this with you guys and do this with you, so thank you for doing this year, and I look forward to doing it again next year.
Well, I've enjoyed it. This part of it is certainly new to me because we didn't have this much attention, when I came from East, coming from there. But it's neat to be a part of this, in the professional manner that everybody handles themselves. That's neat to see as well. And, feel great about the move that my family and I made. And, we're hoping to stay here for a long time and raise our kids and, come through this community. And as a matter of fact, we go to Cherokee this morning as part of the Bethel Youth Organization to go play a little basketball. So, my family's kind of diving right into it and getting immersed in it. And, that's what we want to do. My wife and my kids are not going to hide from the,
sure.
From the public. I mean, they're going to be right there in the middle of everything. And that's kind of how we work. And, I hope that everybody is happy and pleased with the way that we represent our school and, this football program. And, like I said, we'll continue to do things in what we feel is the right way.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job. We'll certainly look forward to kicking this off again next August. We'll be back at it again, God willing. We'll be back at it again next August. I want to thank again Frank Bird, our producer, who does a great job making these things happen. Of course, Bill Reck for giving us the opportunity to be here, and all of our fine sponsors. I mentioned Zeke. Yeah, of course, I just mentioned those guys that are with us every morning, but certainly appreciate them. We're going to go ahead and finish it up now. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chapel Show. Sports Talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chapel and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276, Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chapel Show.